A change in policy by Juneau Police means licensed marijuana producers should now be able to fly their product out of Juneau on commercial airlines. Until recently, commercial cannabis was allowed to fly in but not out of Juneau International Airport. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
In an industrial area of the Mendenhall Valley, a red, nondescript metal building houses THC Alaska. Manager Lacey Wilcox opens the door to a warehouse with blindingly bright grow lights.
So here we are in the flower room. This is where our plants will go into a 12 and 12 light cycle so that they can finish their blooming process and create big, beautiful, sticky buds.
Marijuana and its concentrates are produced here for Juneau's retailers, but they also have customers in other parts of Alaska. Juneau's geography means flying or crossing water to get it there, which involves federal legal jurisdiction. Juneau's pot producers have been turned away from boarding commercial flights. It's not clear exactly what the hang-up was. There were different explanations, most coming back to the tension between state and federal marijuana laws. But that's all supposed to change. All four of Juneau's licensed cultivators got a letter in the mail on Valentine's Day on Juneau Police Department letterhead. THC Alaska co-owner Ben Wilcox reads from his copy.
And as to whom it may concern, this letter is to advise of a procedural change the Juneau Police Department will be making when dealing with legally licensed marijuana being transported via the Juneau International Airport.
The letter CCs the U.S. Attorney's Office and TSA. Juneau Police Deputy Chief David Campbell says it's an evolving industry.
You know, we're trying to do the best that we can from a due diligence point of view to make sure that we, you know, comply with what we're supposed to comply with, make sure people have the proper documentation, but, you know, at the same time, not hinder businesses either. So we're just trying to find that balance.
Ben Wilcox is taking the police at their word. He's packed a carry-on plus a personal item for a Wednesday morning flight.
Between these two bags, I can easily get 15 pounds of trim, or about 900 units of concentrates.
Since commercial pot was legalized, product has flown in to Juneau's airport. And the Wilcoxes have flown product out of other airports in Alaska. Lacey Wilcox also sits on the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association's board. She says the Juneau exception was puzzling for everyone in the industry.
It was hard for us to understand why Juneau was so different and all airports were freely coming and going. And Juneau wasn't. We knew that it was a city-run airport versus a state-run airport. But beyond that, we really couldn't understand why the requirements would be different from one to the other when we're talking about in-state commerce.
There has been a lot going on behind the scenes. Meetings between the marijuana industry and Juneau police and city officials have been ongoing. She says in the beginning, it was awkward.
It's always uncomfortable to go into the police department and say, I'm a legal drug seller, you know, and you've always looked at me one way, and I'm hoping you'll look at me a different way starting today, and how can we help you do that? And so it took a lot of people some guts to go and have that conversation.
Ben Wilcox has his round-trip ticket in hand and alarm set for an early wake-up.
Now we're going to give it a shot and turn hopefully 3 or 4 day trips into 1 day trips.
That's assuming the weather cooperates. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.